This is Ozarks at Large. Local residents will have access to free health, vision, and dental screenings Friday and Saturday during HOPE 2013. The event is in its fifth year and will take place at Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville. The event includes the participation of a number of different organizations, such as the United Way of Northwest Arkansas, Seven Hills Homeless Center, and the Community and Family Institute at the University of Arkansas. Kevin Fitzpatrick is a professor of sociology at the university, as well as the director of the Community and Family Institute. He says initially the event was aimed at veterans, but it has been expanded to anyone in need of medical care.
While that's an important part of the population, what we found was is that if we limited it to just that, we wouldn't have nearly the number of people who attended. So there is some focus on the veteran and even the homeless veteran, but I think the veterans generally make up about probably less than a quarter of the people that we see.
Fitzpatrick says the number of patients they've served has grown over the years, and he estimates about 400 people attended last year's single-day event. Fitzpatrick says the first clinic was located at the Fayetteville Adult Education Center, but they outgrew the space immediately. The event has been hosted at Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville for the last 3 years.
We've worked with Community Meals there. And so we had a captive audience because people were there Thursdays anyway for a community meal. This is really the first year that we don't have a captive audience at Central, and so we don't know what to expect. We do believe that come Friday morning, there'll be people standing outside waiting to get in.
By adding a Saturday to the event, Fitzpatrick believes they'll be able to attract another group of people. For example, those who may be working full-time and or have kids in school. He says the annual clinic has developed into a pretty significant event that is primarily designed to help those who have fallen through the cracks when it comes to medical insurance.
Even the ones that are insured are not oftentimes able to get vision and dental services. Now, it's not full dental. It's primarily triage, who's really the worst of the worst, and can we get them some help? And vision is screening, and medical is screening, although they address acute problems too. And last year we had podiatry, this year we don't, but that's kind of an important thing that people don't realize just how important it is for these folks who are on their feet all day. But most of the services and the direction that we want to be able to move this event is towards fuller medical services and, the kinds of things that even in the case where people might have some insurance, even if they have Medicaid or Medicare, they're not likely to get any, or little vision and dental. So that's primarily what we were able to do just in this day or two.
The event will also allow some patients to have prescriptions filled for free thanks to the participation of a local pharmacy.
We also have Medical Arts Pharmacy who actually will be bringing a kind of a mobile pharmacy with them. And so that if somebody comes in and they see one of the nurse practitioners and they have a particular issue that requires some range of prescription medicine, Medical Arts Pharmacy will be there. They'll fill the prescription right there. They also want to be able to talk with patients as well, particularly those that have chronic issues, diabetes, hypertension, about management, because oftentimes that is a problem. Long-term prescription management, particularly for those that have no insurance or limited insurance. Oftentimes they end up not taking their medicine where they clearly need to. So they want to be able to work with some folks to see if they can't do a better job of managing that as well.
Fitzpatrick says they want to help patients move toward long-term care. One way to do that is by connecting people to organizations that can help them overcome the issues of finance or perhaps transportation that have been stopping them from getting medical assistance in the past. Some of those organizations will also be on hand at the clinic, including Legal Aid of Arkansas, the Social Security Administration, and Seven Hills Homeless Center. Fitzpatrick says looking back at the data of the people they serve, it has evolved.
I told somebody the other day that I think that there are more working poor that use these services that we offer than probably any other particular group. So these are, I mean, the homeless, obviously they do, but I actually think that last year, maybe over half of the folks that, of the 400 or 500 that we saw come through the doors, actually had their own place and had a job. But, you know, just again, either had limited insurance or maybe even no insurance.
Fitzpatrick says he really believes this clinic serves an important role for a lot of people, and it fills a gap that has widened.
And until the affordable health care is in place, which could be some time, and is fully engaged and working, I don't see these kinds of events going away anytime soon. I mean, I'd like to think that at some point that would eliminate what it is that we do, because there would be so much comprehensive service across this country that you would need these stopgap events to make a difference. But I don't see that happening anytime soon, and I think that what we're able to do, and hopefully what we're able to expand in the years ahead, is to even address issues that maybe the affordable health care is not going to be able to address.
HOPE 2013 will take place from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Friday and from 9 a.m. to noon Saturday at Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville. Breakfast and lunch will be served Friday, and breakfast will be served Saturday. The event is free and open to the public. Local residents do not need to meet minimum requirements to access the free health services. More information is available by calling Kevin Fitzpatrick at 575-3777.